Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Anna, we'll go back now to our main story this evening. A nursing home in East Galway feels totally abandoned when the majority of its staff and 25 out of 27 residents have tested positive for the coronavirus. Just one nurse and one carer was left caring for the entire home earlier today. Now, this story has been developing all afternoon. Earlier, our reporter George Lee questioned the HSE Chief Operating Officer Anne O'Connor about her belief that the staffing at the nursing home was stable.
As I was coming in here, I was listening to Liveline and heard the director of nursing on right up until I sat down here in tears, talking about feeling abandoned, talking about feeling forgotten about, describing how they managed to get some help from the HSE last night in terms of one staff nurse and one assistant, for which they were hugely grateful. None today. They don't know what they're going to do. I cannot understand, when she was on the radio just now saying that, how you described the situation as being stable.
And I think, George, possibly that's why I mentioned it, because I'm very aware that there's very significant work going on between our community services and HSE West and Sale to Hospital Group. And I am aware that actually it was a nurse from Roscommon Hospital who was in there last night and who will be there for the next two nights. So they have had staffing. I'm also very aware, for example, the director of nursing from HSE West will be on site again this afternoon.
And that was at about 2 p.m. today. We're joined now by Dennis Nocton, who's an independent TD for Roscommon Galway, and by Tadhg Daly from Nursing Homes Ireland. Dennis Nocton, I'll come to you first of all, if you don't mind. You know this nursing home very well. What's being done to help this nursing home? You met with Minister Stephen Donnelly today.
Yes, I met with Minister Stephen Donnelly today and brought him up to speed with the situation that was brought to my attention this morning by Dr. Martin Daly. And Stephen Donnelly, in fairness to him, went away straight away, and he came back in the early afternoon to say that staff were on their way to the nursing home in question, and that Roscommon University Hospital will be providing cover there for the next three nights. Now, I've been in contact with the nursing home, and they have confirmed that a nurse and a care attendant from the HSE are there in the nursing home at present, and with the commitment now given in terms of Roscommon University Hospital, as well as volunteers from the local community who would be health professionals, they now have cover for the coming days.
So,
but this situation never have arisen in the first place.
Yeah, and we'll come to that in just a second. Are you talking about one nurse and one care attendant or more? How much in terms of staff is in situ there right now?
In terms of HSE staff in situ at the moment, there is one nurse and one care attendant.
Is that enough?
Well, look, I know that I spoke with the staff in the nursing home this afternoon. They're quite relieved to have that additional support with them there, and that they have cover tonight. Now, what the staff in the nursing home have told me is that based on the commitment from the HSE and from voluntary offers from health professionals in the community, that they're satisfied that they have cover over the coming days.
Yeah,
but as I say, this situation shouldn't have arisen in the first place.
It shouldn't, in a way, because we're now left with the situation, if we're and there's no doubt that we believe reports that 25 out of 27 residents have tested positive, and they're to have two HSE staff this evening. One wonders if it is enough, if their situations deteriorate in any way. But your point that it shouldn't have come to this, is this the contingency planning gone wrong, or was this the plan all the time?
No, I don't believe it was the plan all the time. We had the Taoiseach in the Dáil yesterday saying that the government and the HSE had learned from the mistakes that were made regarding the nursing homes in phase one, and that, you know, the resources and supports had been put in place. Clearly, that isn't the case in terms of this particular facility now. And, you know, the reality is we have 25 residents. We have 25 residents in a nursing home with COVID-19, you know, and my thoughts are with them and with their relatives at the moment, who are extremely anxious over their care.
Yeah, you can still hear me, Dennis. I might come to Tadhg Daly and we'll re-establish the connection with Dennis Nocken there. But when did you become aware of this case in the nursing home in Galway, Tadhg Daly? Were you contacted by this nursing home for help as well?
Well, Cormac, this morning I became aware of the situation in the nursing home in question. But I think it's important to point out that, you know, the situation has improved considerably over the last number of months, and clearly the increase in community transmission is having a very disproportionate effect again on the nursing home sector. So we all need to redouble our efforts now to ensure that we can get both the individual case but also the sector at large on a stable footing as we head into what is going to be a very challenging winter.
But I heard you on RT Radio recently, Tadhg, yes. And you said that we were better prepared this time in terms of nursing homes with PPE and our yes. understanding of the virus and so on. Yet we're told by Paul Reid at the HSE briefing today that there is no way that this is not inevitable again, that this could happen in nursing homes again because it's so virulent in the community. Is this a fear now for nursing homes across the country?
Yeah, absolutely it is, because what we've seen over the summer months of the July and August was that the numbers of clusters were closing on a daily basis, and that was a source of great comfort and for all of the residents in nursing homes. So there's a clear link, as I say, between community transmission and the impact of the virus in nursing homes. So we were down at, I think, 26 clusters by the end of August. We're now back up into the figure of 40 plus as of today. So that's why it's important that we all redouble our efforts. It's a very stark reminder for your listeners, the need for all of us to adhere to the public health guidelines, because if we do have continued community transmission, then, you know, I've been on many programs over the last while and I was avoiding the word inevitable, because I don't think it is inevitable, but clearly listening
but
to...
We have we have community listening. Transmission right now at a rate
Correct.
Of 20% or so, if not more, and we will have other nursing homes listening to the reports all day on RT Radio about this nursing home in Galway
yes.
and how quickly the disease spread to 25 residents out of 27.
Yes.
We also are hearing that the emergency backup plan either was slow to materialise or there was some block-up because the Director of Nursing felt abandoned. Now, is it adequate, the emergency plan that's in place nationally for all nursing homes if this happens?
Well, the single biggest issue for all of us across the health service, public, private and voluntary, and indeed the acute hospital system, is staffing. You'll have also heard me, and your listeners will have heard me, on the This Week programme on Sunday last. I spoke to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, 2 weeks ago on the issue of staffing, because our members are finding it increasingly difficult to hold on to staff because now people are being recruited to contact tracing, for example, and recruited for the issue of swabbing. What we've said consistently through the pandemic from the outset is that people already working on the front line should not be recruited to work in another health or social care setting. And that is the real crux of the issue here. You'll have also heard the nursing home in question today talk about the difficulty getting agency staff. So that's why it's important, to be fair to the HSE, and it's very encouraging to hear Deputy Nocken and indeed the HSE confirm that they are in a position now to provide staff to this particular nursing home.
Yeah, let me bring in Dennis Nocken. Stay with me, Tadhg, if you don't mind. Just on that point, Dennis Nocken, the Director of Nursing in this nursing home was on Liveline earlier. She was at her wit's end. She said she was trying to locate, even though she's positive herself, trying to locate staff. Staff were promised by the HSE. They never materialised. And the HSE told her to seek agency staff. Is this any way to deal with the crisis?
No, it's not. And look, clearly the system has fallen down here and this should not have happened. We should not be talking about this nursing home today in terms of the issue of staffing. We should be able at this stage to be providing reassurance to the residents there, because it's an anxious time for them. They can't have the relatives come and visit them at the moment. They would have been used to their normal staff in that nursing home that have been there for years. Now we have to bring in staff from outside. So it should be the case that there is a panel of staff there that can come in situations like this, where we have 90% of the residents, 90% of the staff who are COVID positive, who can't go back to work for 2 weeks. And there needs to be a mechanism there where staff can come in and operate that nursing home until the permanent staff can return to work.
Is it your opinion Or do you agree with Dr. Martin Daly, who tweeted about this this morning? He said this required the attention of the national media to get sorted. Do you agree with him, or is it simply that this spread so quickly that it was very hard to keep tabs on?
Well, look, personally, I'm disappointed that it's in the national media from the point of view of the residents and their families. However, having said that, I think it is important that this particular situation is highlighted and addressed so that it is not repeated. Remember now, we've had this situation. I've been talking for months about the problems in relation to contact tracing. It has been falling on deaf ears. All of a sudden this week, it's now a big issue. We now have been reassured over the last number of months that the measures are in place to support nursing homes in crisis. And yet, when a situation like that arose here in East Galway, the supports were not there. So clearly we've been told one thing, but when it comes to actually the litmus test, when the system is challenged, it is letting us down and letting the residents of this particular nursing home down.
Can I ask you, Thaid Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland, I wonder, has our experience earlier this year told us that private standalone nursing homes aren't simply equipped to deal with a pandemic like this, that it has to rely on the HSE for staff? And there's a text from one of our listeners wondering at this point, should nursing homes be nationalised?
Well, I think clearly no element of the health service can deal with a pandemic, either in Ireland or indeed internationally. The pandemic is a particularly virulent pandemic. It hasn't gone away. We haven't got a vaccine, unfortunately. So I think it would be completely oversimplistic.
But have we seen the same infection rates in hospitals and other health facilities? My question is this, and it's pertinent in relation to the text from our listener. Have we seen the same infection rates in other health facilities that we've seen in nursing homes?
Absolutely, we have, and we've seen comparable figures, and indeed there was some research done recently by Tala Hospital, which indicated that there was high infection rates across public, private, and voluntary nursing homes. We knew from the outset that this particular virus was going to impact more on the age profile and those with underlying conditions. So I think the issue for us really in Nursing Homes Ireland, and indeed for the wider health service, is the integration of nursing homes, public, private and voluntary, into the wider health service. And that was something that was highlighted both by the COVID Oireachtas Committee and indeed also by the Minister's expert panel on nursing homes. So what we need to ensure is that the COVID response teams, the community support teams, and that irrespective of where one resides, whether it's public, private or voluntary, they're citizens of our state, and we owe them to ensure that they have the best possible standard of care. And I'm very proud of the gerontological expertise that's in the private sector. People have worked might and main over the last seven months to safeguard residents, and we'll continue to do so, but we can't do it alone.
Can I ask you finally?
Nobody can do it alone, Cormac.
Can I ask you finally, Thaid Daly, are you happy now? Are you confident in the emergency backup plan that's being put forward by the HSE to deal with outbreaks and crises like these in nursing homes?
Well, staffing, as I've said to you all the way through, is the single biggest issue. I mean, clearly there are no army of staff waiting to be deployed, and that's the single biggest challenge. So what we need to do is ensure that those that put forward on the on-call for Ireland, for example, are recruited, and that the HSE desists from recruiting from the private sector, and that we also look at the ineligible categories of employment listing to ensure we can recruit healthcare assistants from other jurisdictions, because staffing is going to be the biggest challenge both now and into the future, with increased capacity in the acute hospital, increased demands on our ageing population and increased home care packages.
Okay.
All of those are going to put more and more pressure on an already understaffed service.
Okay, Thaid Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland and independent TD Dennis Nocton, thank you very much.